From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kukiel reporting, a U.S. presidential boost for New Orleans. 10 years after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes, President Barack Obama hailed the southern U.S. city's revival. In a speech Thursday at a newly built community center in the city's lower Ninth Ward that was badly hit by the hurricane, President Obama highlighted New Orleans' recovery and what he called remarkable progress after suffering massive flooding.
And we came to realize that what started out as a natural disaster became a man-made disaster, a failure of government to look out for its own citizens.
President Obama said that New Orleans' recovery is a model for the nation in urban innovation and disaster response, as well as resilience. A new report finds that Pakistan is building 20 nuclear bombs a year and could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. The U.S.-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the Stinson Center say Pakistan could possess at least 350 nuclear warheads. Only the United States and Russia would have more. The report cites Pakistan's perceived need to keep pace with arch-rival India. The Arab League postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya, apparently because the League's members divided in their views on the civil war in the country. Analysts say the indefinite delay, announced before the meeting scheduled Thursday in Cairo, grew out of one of the original obstacles facing a pan-Arab force. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is proposing creation of a three-person team to investigate chemical weapons attacks in Syria. He wrote a letter to the UN Security Council asking for an independent panel to identify those responsible for using chlorine and other chemical weapons. This is VOA News.